Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, I got some news for you. Well, it's not news because you told me about it. Bon Jovi has said he won't run for office. Now, normally that's some joke or rock star, but Bon Jovi would be great, don't you think?
I do. I really do. And it's disappointing because, you know, we've had actors, we've had reality show hosts. Why not a musician? Why not Bon Jovi?
Well, I'll tell you what. We'd like your who'd be great and who would suck. And you don't have to say suck if you don't want to. But you want to check it out. Bon Jovi's not running for office, but who would be good and who would be bad? We're talking musicians. We're talking rock stars. We'd like to hear from you at 1-800-252-1025 or text 90627.
So a musician I think would be the best to run for office would be Duff McKagan.
Really?
Now, obviously, he has struggled with substance abuse in the past, but he's an open book. Like, literally, he's written five books, and he has a financial column that he writes. I think it's for the Seattle Times. He's super smart, and he has overcome his challenges. I think he'd actually be great to run for office.
No, I read his book, and he took the tough way of meeting his dragons, or whatever people say. There's a guy named Benny the Jet, who's just an ass-kicking teacher of martial arts, and Duff stepped right up to him. It's really amazing. Now, I'm going to go, because we're going good or bad, 1-800-252-1025. Bad, obviously, Kanye, and he really ran for office. He ran to be president of these here United States. So I'm asking you one more time, who would be the best and or worst musician to run for office? 1-800-252-1025 or text 90627.
You are listening to one of CNN's sexiest men over 50, Danny Bonaducci. This is the Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show on 102.5 KZOK FM and KZOK HD Channel 1, Seattle.
An iHeart radio station.
The home of classic rock.
All right, you should call us right now, 1-800-252-1025. Bon Jovi won't run for office. I think he should. Sarah, you had a good one, Duff McKagan.
Duff McKagan, I think, would be a good one, but on the same tip, so to speak, someone who I don't think would be good to run for office, a musician, would be Axl Rose.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a bad
thing. He would never be on time. He would, like, even for the election, like for the debates, whatever office he's running for, he wouldn't be on time. He'd throw a tantrum.
He dumped his really good band, which only says to me he'd be willing to go to war with country. I don't want to go to war with Axl Rose. Are you kidding me? Plus, he's put on about 20 pounds. He can't run real far.
What musician would be the best or worst to run for office and why? Tell us why you think this. Ricky Bobby in Lake City. Good morning.
Hey, Ricky Bobby.
Good morning. Hey, how you doing, guys?
We're all good. What do you got for us?
I think Rob Halford would make a good running man.
Wow. Put that cigarette out and let's talk some more.
But anyway, yeah, I think he would be, you know, he would run Democrat, you know, obviously, but he'd be tough.
I got to tell you, I've become a big fan of that band as an individual guys. I rock out to their albums, but they're great. I've seen a couple interviews. They're smart.
Rob Halford in particular, super smart, a real nice guy. I don't know what office he would run for, but he seems trustworthy. 800-252-1025. Let us know, what musician do you think would be best or worst to run for office and why? Bon Jovi said he will not run for political office, and we all thought he would. We kind of just thought that'd be the road he'd go down.
But what about another New Jersey boy? What about Bruce? Bruce should run for office for sure.
Yeah, why?
Because he's awesome, and because he, you know, the state of New Jersey really needs him. They get into financial crisis. I just think he's a hard, fast Democrat, and I think that's what we need right now.
And I got to say, while I don't think New Jersey is overwhelmingly Democrat, I think if Bruce ran for office, he would be a landslide.
I agree completely.
All right, let's make him the governor of New Jersey.
And then Bon Jovi could either be the governor or something else. Could you imagine those two running an entire state?
No.
No, it'd be awesome, I'm telling you.
Good morning to LaDonna in North Bend.
Oh, yeah, I think John Legend.
John Legend? Why, because he's so nice and sweet?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he sings lovely.
He does, and he plays piano really well, and his wife is super nice. I don't know if that being so sweet and nice says, hey, you should run for office, but he's a great guy, and if that's all it takes, I think he could do it.
Well, and, I mean, you mentioned his wife. Chrissy Teigen would make a great first lady, whatever office it is that they're running for.
Oh, genius. I didn't even think about that. All right, I got a good one you probably wouldn't have thought of. You ready?
Okay.
Pink. Pink would be good to run for office. Why?
Yeah.
Because she's determined. She's strong. The stuff she has learned to do, that aerial crap that could kill her. I just think she has such laser focus. I think Pink would be great at it.
Got some great texts in. Garth Brooks. Did you see him giving all the hugs to the past presidents at the inauguration?
Yeah.
I did not see that. What's he doing hugging people? You're not supposed to hug people in the age of COVID.
I'll tell you right now, one thing's for sure. He's not a Nazi. Why'd you call him a Nazi?
I do like Garth Brooks.
I do too. I really do too.
What musician would be the best or worst to run for office and why? Talking about this because Bon Jovi says he's not going to run for office.
Which we would love it if he would do. We'd like your calls, man. Best or worst musician to run for office. Here's our phone number, 1-800-252-1025. And your texts are always fun, 90627.
Yes, Laura P. texted from Spanaway and said, Mike Rowe, he listens and takes action and makes a difference. I didn't know he was a musician.
No, you know what? You're going to get a lot of those.
Jeremiah in Seattle, a musician that would be best or worst to run for office.
Good morning, sunshine.
Good morning, sweetheart. What do you got for us today?
My sincerest apologies for my slipping a tongue last time.
All right. You're back allowed on the show.
All right, man.
All right. Ted Nugent.
And why?
As what? Yeah.
As running for, I'd say, gubernatorial as a governor. Got to get that governor's seat first before a presidential candidate.
I'll tell you what, he is unreasonably loyal to Detroit. He's got his farm there. He's got his hunker down. He says all the weird crap he's going to say, but he loves Detroit. So, you know what? Maybe he could be something in Detroit or in Michigan.
Yeah, I mean, and people do love him. A lot of Trump supporters really like Ted Nugent. They like his policies. I am seeing a lot of that on the text line. A lot of people say he should run for office, and then a handful said no.
And that's about Bon Jovi or Ted Nugent?
Ted Nugent.
No, he's a lunatic.
A lunatic who a lot of people like.
I went to his ranch one time for no particular reason. He invited me, and I thought it'd be good for radio, although we were a pop station. And we get there, and he's walking around this area, and he's got his bow like he always does. He goes, wait a second. Pow! Shoots a bird out of the sky with an arrow. Try that at home.
No.
Yeah, right, no.
And Potato Chip in Seattle, I want you to tell us a musician you think would be best or worst to run for political office.
Well, I think it would be Joe Walsh. I'm not sure why, but I remember as a teenager that there were stickers saying Joe Walsh for president, and I think there was some reason for it. Maybe Danny might know.
I have no idea, except he's very funny. That Joe Walsh is a star. Remember that song, I got a Maserati, but I don't know how to drive. Well, probably had better timing than that. But that song was so funny. I got gold records on the wall. Leave me a message. Maybe I'll call it. Super fun song. I'll vote for him for that song.
I was wondering if you would agree with me on this one or not, Danny.
No, because you're going to say it.
A musician that would be the best to run for political office.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift.
No, she'd be great.
So you do agree.
I do totally agree. And all I hope is that she stands on a podium high enough that I can look up her dress. That's all I care.
She just seems smart. And I don't know why I think that. I've seen a handful of interviews with her. She just seems like she's got a good head on her shoulders.
She really does. And some of her songs kind of tell you what kind of character. One of her songs I loved when it came out, Why You Gotta Be So Mean, about that reporter that said mean stuff about her. And she nailed him in a song that was, you know, sold 3 million copies or something.
So I got a text here from Idaho Joe who says the worst to run for political office would be Cat Stevens and the best would be Alice Cooper.
Why does he say that Cat Stevens would be the worst?
I don't know. He just seems...
Because he's changed his name to Ishtar something and he doesn't like his politics. That's the only reason, because he's Cat Stevens. People love... I love him.
Well, I don't think could run for our office, political office here. Like, well, he couldn't be president because he's British.
Hey, he was actually on the no-fly list for a little while. I don't think he's running for office anywhere.
Uncle Steve in L.A. says a no-brainer to run for president, Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Doggy Dog.
Give us a call. Tell us what you think. A musician that would be best or worst to run for political office. Angela in Everett. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, you guys. So I say... Please, no Kid Rock in any office whatsoever. That would be a nightmare.
I could not agree with you more.
But Alicia Keys, I would love to see in some sort of position of power. I just think she's all about peace and love and unity, and she's just fantastic.
All right, I'll go with that, because you had to go with something. How about Britney? Britney's got to be the worst. She's a raving lunatic.
Yeah, I thought you were saying best, and you made me a little nervous there.
No, Britney Spears, but the reason that is, you know what? She's crazy, and if she stayed on her meds, I think she would do just fine, but I keep reading about that some crazy thing happened in the streets, and right under that says, and now she's off her meds. That's crazy. So, you're not running my country, Britney.
Yeah, I think what Angela was saying was interesting about Kid Rock. I wouldn't be surprised if he does.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Run for political office.
Oh, yeah.
What's so funny about him is he won't go anywhere without Coors Light. So he'd show up for a debate, or he'd show up at the election offices to greet people, and he'd have a Coors Light with him.
I had no idea. I knew he'd have that stupid hat with him, but I didn't know he'd always have a Coors Light.
Waldo, the man on the phones, tell us, what is your opinion? A musician that would be best or worst to run for office?
I got a best and a worst, and they're from the same group, both from Public Enemy. Flavor Flav would be hands down the worst.
Yep.
Just imagine that. Yeah, boy. And a very nicely clock. Done. And the best, maybe Ice-T. I mean, he's always kind of written socially conscious music, and then he's played a cop for who knows how long.
True.
So he maybe knows some law.
He played a cop, and then on the flip side of that, he wrote a record called Cop Killer, and people got really mad at him. A little bit playing both sides of the fence, but I'll bet he loves the cops now that he's rich and famous.
Yeah, I mean, his acting has gotten a lot better, too. What do you think about this one? Well, we need a time machine.
Yeah.
How about Elvis?
No. As what? Good or bad?
Good. I think he would be fun, and he'd perform, and he'd wear those fabulous outfits.
They are fabulous outfits, I'll give you that.
Another one I was thinking that would be good would be Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Oh, as president and first lady, or president and first man?
First man, yeah.
Right on. Good for you.
I mean, everybody likes them, right?
Yeah, there's no argument about that. Everybody likes them.
Got a text saying Tupac would have been a good candidate for political office.
A little too political, really. I mean, if you ever watched any of the documentaries or anything about him, he could get nasty, man. I don't think an elected official can get as mad as he gets. Plus, he's dead.
Well, we are incorporating magic, because try to make Elvis president.
Then Abraham Lincoln. Good.
Well, you already did run for political office.
Well, he's doing it. Dude, we're doing magic. You said we could. I'm going with Lincoln.
So a whole lot of people on the text line saying Ted Nugent as best or worst, but our favorite musician who people have said would be best or worst to run for political office, Jeremy and Bonnie Lake says Danny Bonaducci.
Damn right.
He did not say best or worst. Shall we say both?
Yeah, sure. You know me. I can go both ways.
Hey, thanks for the calls and texts, everybody. We still have more chances for you on this here very show to win $1,000. All it is sending a text message. You're going to hear a new hourly keyword. You text that keyword to 200-200, and a grand could be yours. Think about what you'd like to spend your grand on. It's kind of fun to think about. You're going to hear a new hourly keyword at 8:20. About 8:25, and coming up next is the news.
Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show. 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station. Now, Sarah with the news.
News is brought to you by Video Only. One of four unidentified victims of the Green River Killer has finally been identified through DNA analysis. The victims, whose skeletal remains were found back in March of 1984 near SeaTac, has now been identified as Wendy Stevens of Denver, Colorado. She had ran away from home, age 14.
Ugh.
And about a year after she was reported missing, she was then found dead, but they didn't know it was her. They weren't able to do an ID match until now.
I heard about this in the news. I think that was Ridgway's youngest victim.
Yeah. So, as I said, 14 years old. And you know, the breakthroughs we've had with DNA, and even if she doesn't have any living relatives, like immediate family, there is still a way of matching DNA through distant relatives, and it's just amazing how far they've come with looking at DNA.
Right, and the reverse works, because remember how many killers we found, like the Sacramento killer who killed like 25 people? That's one of his relatives that he didn't really even know about, went for one of those ancestry things, and it turned out, boom, that guy's a killer, and they went and got him.
So, you know, sad, and as you said, the youngest victim, and, you know, three more, maybe it will help bring some closure to some families. Well, speaking of kids, good news. The Bellevue Education Association has approved an agreement with the Bellevue School District, and some kids are going back to school.
Is that good? I mean, I know it's good they're going back to school, but is it a smart move health-wise?
Well, otherwise they wouldn't have done it. So they've spoken with health experts, and they have, it's not like the doors are opening and kids are going back to cram desks. This is limited amount of kids. Kids are going to be spread out. There's going to be hand sanitizer and masks and everything. And so they said really rigorous safety protocols will be in place. A volunteer assisting with an underwater cleanup operation in Hawaii discovered a GoPro with a memory card that still worked at the bottom of the ocean.
Oh, wow. And there was stuff on it, right?
Yeah, so 6 years, it turns out, this GoPro had been underwater. And the person who found it, helping to clean up trash, found it and took a look inside and was able to take to social media and find its owner.
Yeah.
And the owner said, yeah, I lost that when I was 18 in 2014.
Wow.
And he said, it's amazing. This was a gift from his mom. And so now he's got the GoPro back and all his pictures.
Do you suppose there's anything weird? Like, I don't know, this guy getting eaten by a shark or something like that? Because remember in the Jodi Arias case, she killed the guy and took pictures and then forgot to swipe the camera. So there's a lot you can learn from these. By the way, if I was on the GoPro guys, I'd get this as a commercial. How can you? Hey, it's been underwater for 28 years and still goes along to do. Yeah. Wouldn't you do that?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great idea.
Thank you.
Maybe they're listening.
They should call me. Everybody's listening, Sarah.
Hi, GoPro. A New Hampshire septic company found something, and it was not a GoPro. I mean, I guess you could technically have lost a GoPro in your septic system, but in this case, a wedding ring. So the ring was found when they were cleaning out a septic tank, and so they cleaned out a bunch of septic tanks, and then it was time to clean the truck out, and that's when they found the ring. So they said it was something that they believe was very old.
Right.
And they said before they tracked down the owner, they did the right thing. They cleaned it.
Oh, that's sweet of them. The only thing I ever found while scuba diving was like a door handle, but they told me not to take it, even though it was laying on the ground. That was my big dive ever. That was 124 feet, and I don't think I was supposed to go that deep, but I did.
Whoops. And thankfully, you weren't diving in a septic tank.
Yeah, or thank God I didn't get the bends on the way up.
All right, the must-watch video of the day, up now at KZOK.com. It's Crazy Pants.
All right.
A man riding the chairlift at a ski resort. He is filming on he's using his phone, and he sees a guy skiing, and he starts filming because of what's behind him. A bear.
Oh, man. And bears are fast.
The bear was chasing him, and the only reason that the skier didn't become a human jerky is because he was strapped to skis that helped him go faster.
Well, that will most certainly do it, but I understand that in a charge, a brown bear, I think, can go 30 miles an hour in a charge. 30 miles an hour for that big, stupid, dopey bear, Yogi, can get you in your sleep. They go so fast.
Yeah, Waldo, you watch this one on KZOK.com?
I actually didn't watch it. I just posted it.
Sometimes you might want to learn to lie.
Yeah,
Sarah, I watched it, and that was a great video. I'm Waldo.
There you go. Nice work.
There's a similar one out there of a guy on a bike, too, and he's just pedaling as hard as he can, and you're like, what's this guy doing? He looks over his shoulder, and there's a bear right there.
That's crazy. Well, KZOK.com, if you don't want to be like Waldo, you can watch it.
Well, you got me there.
You know, we keep hearing about new flavors of Oreos, but you don't hear a lot about new candy bars. There is a new candy bar hitting the market with a peculiar name chosen by fans. I'm wondering if it's fans of this show, to be honest with you.
Okay, let me hear. Let me hear.
The Hoozy Wutzits.
The Hoozy Wutzits.
we talked about this earlier. For people who listen to the show, they know what a Hoozits is.
They certainly do.
That would be a man part. And the Wutzit is a lady part.
Right.
Well, this is a new candy bar coming out from the Whatchamacallit brand. So Whatchamacallit, delicious candy bar.
Sure.
That came out back in, 1978. Sells like crazy. They said finally they've decided to come out with a new candy bar, and it's the Hoozy What's It.
A chocolate bar that was coming to the market when the unfortunate thing happened. Anthony Bourdain and that French dude, a friend of his, they were getting together and releasing a high-end chocolate bar that was like $6 or something, but it was supposed to be the greatest thing you ever tasted, and frankly, now it will not come to the market, and I think that's a bummer. I'd love to see that.
Well, you can get the Hoozy What's It's, which is going to cost you about $1.50.
For a Hoozy What's It's.
Yeah.
Money well spent.
A new product from Coca-Cola will finally be available here in the U.S. We'll tell you about that in a minute. If you ride a motorcycle, then a very cool story you're going to want to hear.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
And Will after this one from Paul McCartney on 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
Catch up anytime with the Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
More news stories to tell you about. Car theft maybe works up an appetite. I have no personal experience. But here's what happened. A man in Houston stole an ambulance and then promptly drove himself to a drive-thru for snacks.
In the ambulance?
In the ambulance.
You're probably going to get caught, dude.
Yeah, it's not inconspicuous.
No.
So the paramedics were on a call and they, you know, rush inside the house to save the person who's choking on a slice of orange. Embellishing.
I thought maybe.
Then a guy's walking down the street. He's like, that looks like it would be a perfect mode of transportation to take me for dinner.
I'm sure it does. And if you get food poisoning, you're in the right place.
So he drives himself to the Jack in the Box 4 miles away, gets in the drive-through lane. The emergency lights were still on from when the paramedics arrived to help the guy choking on the orange. And, I mean, crazy. The guy is like, how'd you find me?
And would they, I don't know all the Jack in the Boxes, but, you know, they've got overhangs sometimes that say clearance 6'4" and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
How'd this guy get that through the drive-in?
Well, he never even got his food because the cops arrived pretty quickly because he was in, an ambulance.
Don't you hate that when you get busted before you eat?
Coca-Cola have launched its newest caffeinated beverage nationwide. This is something that they test marketed overseas. It went well, and they have now said, all right, Coca-Cola with coffee is now available.
No way.
Aww.
I mean, I'm not questioning whether you're telling me the truth or not, because I think you're lying.
This is Coca-Cola infused with Brazilian coffee.
Wow. Is it a lot of caffeine, a little caffeine?
69 milligrams.
That's not nothing. That's not nothing.
I think that's more than an espresso.
No, I don't think so.
I think espresso's low.
It's a very stiff cup of coffee, isn't it? They put it all into that tiny little glass.
Yeah, but espresso has less caffeine than a regular cup of coffee.
That I did not know. I've got an espresso here machine. I take it exclusively because I don't like the taste of it for the caffeine. Now I feel like I've been wasting my life, Sarah.
Your life has been wasted, Danny. Just start over.
Okay.
And this is an unexpected story, which is pretty cool. Now, riding a motorcycle has some safety concerns for people, right?
Yeah, helmets, gloves, shoulder pads, all that stuff.
Well, you try to do what you can to stay safe, which means getting those things. The designer of safety equipment for motorcyclists has now unveiled a new invention. Jeans fitted with airbags.
Okay, I've said no way too many times for one show. I find that hard to believe.
So this guy has been designing safety jeans. He partnered with Harley-Davidson 16 years ago. His new invention, and you've seen those ones, right? The safety jeans where you don't, if you fall, you don't get road rash.
Yeah.
So in this case, and he's got a video up on YouTube that shows this. So if you need to, say you're about to fall, you can pull a string and airbags will open up on your legs.
Okay, I have over 100 stitches in my body from wiping out on motorcycles. I'm telling you right now, by the time you think I'm crashing, pull this, you've crashed and you're on the way to the hospital.
Well,
that won't work that way.
Yeah, the next goal would be that it's like a car.
Right.
You don't have to pull anything. So it would be impact.
I'd say this one time, somewhere on Sunset Boulevard, there's a guy next to me on his motorcycle, which is a rocket ship. And I'm on my motorcycle, which was a rocket ship. And one of us does something to piss the other off. And we pull over, and everybody's getting ready to fist fight. And I start laughing. And the guy goes, "What's so funny?" I went, "We're about to fight, and we're wearing armor. We'll be here all afternoon." And the guy laughed and went away.
In Maine, Portland police say two people attacked a man, but they say they had good cause. They had a good reason. He was driving an out-of-state license plate. He hadn't driving a car with an out-of-state license plate.
And what happened to him?
He got beat up.
That's what I thought you said. Why does any citizen care about that? Oh, it's not whether they're paid up their dues. It's they don't like whatever state that guy was on, right?
Well, so this is Maine, and he was driving a car with Vermont plates.
Right.
And they said, "You shouldn't be in Maine," and proceeded to pull him out of his vehicle and beat him up.
Now, do you feel bad about summering there?
Well, I'll be honest, Maine has some questionable people living in it.
Yeah, I would think that. There's no place that doesn't have questionable people anymore.
This is true. I mean, Maine is beautiful, but there are a bunch of hillbillies there.
Yeah, I want to go there right now and get a lobster roll. Are you kidding me?
Oh, let's go.
Yeah, let's go. They got to have radio stations we can use.
Well, believe it or not, the two people who assaulted him, a male and a female, both taken into custody and had drugs on their person.
That's a shocker.
All right, coming up, I should tell you this, that news is brought to you by Video Only. And coming up next would be music news. A rock legend coming out with a very cool guitar I think you're going to want to get your hands on.
All right.
In addition to the Super Bowl live music show, you'll find out more in about 10 minutes.
The Danny Bonaduce and Sarah Morning Show. The classic rock station. 102.5 KZOK.
Time for some music news. Peter Frampton has announced plans for a new signature guitar based on his famous Gibson Les Paul custom VOS model that he played on his classic Frampton Comes Alive album.
Guess who was right there watching that? It was at Angel Stadium, 60,000 people. It was, and that's where I'd never seen it before. Were they talking to that thing and it plays your voice?
The wah-wah pedal.
The wah-wah pedal, like full on into this tube, which by the way was full of spit by the end of that song. But it was really amazing to watch. But you know what I never thought, Sarah?
What's that?
I never thought, because I see him watching Frampton Comes Alive. I never thought he was one of the greats guitar players. And, I thought he could play along and see. He's apparently great. I think he was in a band called Traffic, but I'm not positive. But whatever it was, he was like the great god of guitars.
Well, yeah, and people say he is one of the best ever, which is why he has partnered with Gibson Les Paul. And he said this new guitar, he said, "I couldn't be more pleased with the look and the sound. Gibson has gone the extra mile in every area to make sure it sounds as close to my original." So he played this guitar for his entire solo career. And this was the guitar that he thought was destroyed in a 1980 cargo plane crash in Venezuela.
Yeah, right.
Unbeknownst to him, it actually survived the crash and somebody had it and finally gave it back to him. He finally got it back in 2012.
Yeah, because there's very few things you can do anymore. If Paul and I always say, "Well, you should steal it, keep it, go home, sell it." But it's very hard to keep anything a secret anymore. You try and pawn that thing, they're going to know. There's you can either play it or send it back, and this guy chose to send it back.
Well, once again, the Flaming Lips have held a crazy concert.
All right. I love those guys.
Now, they did this once before, And now it was successful, so they've done it again. They had bubble concerts.
What?
So, you know, Wayne Coyne always performs, goes to the crowd wearing a bubble, like inside a bubble.
Yeah, I've seen him try that. Didn't work out that well for him, but it was funny.
Yeah, he's been doing it for years, and everybody was in a bubble. 100 fans got to attend the show, and each person was inside one of those bubbles.
Super neat. Super neat.
So they had a fan, a towel, a water bottle, and inside was a high-frequency supplemental speaker in case they wanted to hear a little bit more. And then they had a sign that that said, I need to use the bathroom if somebody needed a bathroom break.
don't go there. I went to the Upstream Music Festival here in Seattle. That was Paul Allen's last thing, I think, at least for that particular music thing. But I love Wayne Coyne. He came out, he did his wild stuff, and then he came out on a plastic horse with wings being pushed by some bouncer-looking dude, and he just went through the crowd. And here's the funny part. I think it was a good move, because this is pre-COVID. He was wearing almost gardening gloves, so he wouldn't be shaking hands literally, but he wouldn't be fist-bumping.
Oh, funny. Yeah, funny. He's a bizarre dude, and he's been putting on some really crazy concerts for years.
Years.
Well, the NFL announced that Miley Cyrus will perform during the first ever TikTok tailgate. So she sent out a tweet and said, yes, she will be there performing live. And this is a pregame event that will take place as 7,500 vaccinated healthcare workers will be taking to the stands for the free game.
Hey, Sarah, for really old, weird people, what is it that she's going to appear on a tick? It's not TikTok, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that will be, if you're on TikTok, which I am not, you'll be able to see Miley Cyrus kick some serious ass.
No. So no. It's the TikTok tailgate. It's sponsored by TikTok.
Right.
And so Miley Cyrus is putting on a concert, and you'll be able to see it on CBS.
Oh, okay. Okay, but it's still the same way I thought it would be. It's just CBS instead of whatever little doohickey I thought.
Yeah, I'm sure somebody will have it up on TikTok. TikTok is short-form videos for the most part, but it's going to be on Facebook and Twitch and everywhere, but also CBS.
Oh, the CBS is the real deal. See, at 61 years old and not being that hip to technology anyway, it's going right past me. And luckily for me, I've got you, I've got my wife, I got Waldo. I got enough to keep me informed as to what I should know. Otherwise, I don't know crap about the TikTok world and all the other things.
The TikTok tailgate will happen Sunday, February 2nd at 1:30 on... my timing is wrong. 11:30 Pacific time on CBS.
Cool.
And we have entertainment and sports news coming up. We've got cool news about what's up for grabs for this upcoming Super Bowl, and it's not the Lombardi Trophy. Is Tool Time getting set to return to TV? Sort of. You'll hear all the details after Pearl Jam on 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
This is the Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show on 102.5 KZOK FM and KZOK HD Channel 1, Seattle.
An iHeartRadio station.
Now, Sarah with sports and entertainment.
Well, Tim Allen and Richard Karn, who starred together in Home Improvement, have reunited for their upcoming competition series called Assembly Required.
Oh, genius.
So this will see them basically acting like their characters on Tool Time.
Right.
So they said in the teaser trailer, "We still got it, man, or at least I do." And they're holding a wrench and hilarity ensues.
Well, what was his name? Richard Karn, is that it?
Yep.
He must be out of his mind that this happened. You know what he was doing 3 weeks ago?
What?
Infomercials for garden hoses. You know what I'm saying? Can you imagine a giant network with Tim Allen? They're going to pay him a fair amount of money because they don't have it without him, even though he's low on the totem pole. That's wild, those two doing. That sounds like an interesting show.
So Assembly Required is a History Channel original series. It'll showcase builders from across the United States as they compete against each other to rebuild everyday household items. The contestants will be tasked with building the items back better. So,
wow.
So both of these guys are executive producers, and the show Assembly Required is set to premiere on February 23rd.
That's a clever idea. I hope, I'm not sure... how I want Richard to do really well. Tim Allen, I love him, but I attended a specific kind of meeting at his house. I get these AA people so mad at me. I went to a meeting at his house, and you know, everybody goes, well, why don't you share? Why don't you share? And he pointed at me, and it was my time to say stuff. So I said stuff, and he said, you need to see somebody. You need help. And I said to him, I did see somebody. You. And I walked out of his house and never spoke to him again, which was easy because I never saw him again. But he doesn't know that I'm not speaking to him, but I'm not speaking to him.
All right. Now he knows because you said earlier that everyone listens to the show. So
Yeah.
Hi, Tim Allen.
Hi, Tim Allen.
Let's take a look at sports.
Sports.
Sports brought to you by Bradley Johnson Lawyers. Facing a DUI, call 1-800-DUI-OA.
1-800-DUI-OA.
Ryan Schmetzer is officially staying in Seattle. The two-time MLS Cup-winning coach has agreed to a multi-year contract extension with the Sounders. Yay! The Cactus League and the Arizona Community Leaders have asked Major League Baseball to delay the start of spring training.
Because of the COVID thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, pitchers and catchers are supposed to report in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So if they want to delay, y'all kind of got to make a decision pretty soon.
Not in a hurry. Like I said early in the show, and I don't want to be maudlin, it could be great, but I just wonder when this is down, so many things have changed. Restaurants and businesses downtown have closed forever. A lot of them closed till this is over, but a lot of them forever. And it's kind of like, what's it going to be? Like, what's downtown going to be like when this is over? What are the businesses going to be like when it's over? What are concerts? It's just crazy. It's just wild to contemplate.
Well, sports are back up and running. The difficulty is making sure the players are safe,
right,
and that they are acting appropriately. So we've seen it in hockey. We've seen it in basketball where there's one or two bad eggs who break quarantine. You're like, you're supposed to stay in the hotel. You're not supposed to do X, Y, and Z. And they don't think the rules apply. And then as a result, games don't get played.
I hate that.
Yeah, so the concern is that if the Cactus League starts and there's an outbreak in Arizona or they don't have enough safety protocols in place, are we going to get a delay to the baseball season, which nobody wants?
You know, I wonder that, like, because I hate the no maskers. You know what I mean? If you want to do something on your own, but when you get near me or my family, you're doing a terrible thing. And the only ones I ever saw in person that said out loud, I'm not wearing a mask, I was down at Fisherman's Wharf and they were waiting to get some tacos. And the lady said, could you put your mask up? And he said, I'm medically and blah, blah, I don't have to do it. And then the guy behind him did the same thing. Wear a mask. What's it hurt?
On to the Super Bowl. Overtime just is not a thing that happens at the Super Bowl.
Okay.
It's happened once in all of Super Bowl history. Well, you know, it's exciting when we get an overtime because it means the game was close.
Remember when that football player, big, famous football player, lost the game because he didn't know that they could tie in football? Remember that?
Donovan McNabb.
Yeah, in Philadelphia, this big-ass football player goes, hey, we're going to do this one. And his whole team went, no, we just lost.
Well, the Super Bowl cannot end in a tie.
Okay.
So that's good to know. And considering that Tom Brady actually played Donovan McNabb in a Super Bowl, he knows the rules.
Yeah.
So if the Super Bowl does go to overtime, that is good news because Buffalo Wild Wings announced that they will be offering a prize if the big game goes into overtime. So they said if it goes into OT, then everybody gets free wings.
Oh, well, it's not what I thought because of these big sports. I thought everybody got a car, but no, you get a snack.
It's for us.
Oh, then it's awesome.
So, Danny, if the big game goes into overtime, then you get to go to Buffalo Wild Wings and get free wings.
All right. I would do it. I like wings enough to actually do that.
And they've got great fried pickles.
The mango chutney that is hot. Get that. It kicks ass, but get it.
And Chipotle announced they will be airing its first ever Super Bowl commercial this year. And they said they're going to be highlighting farming. So this is a commercial called Can a Burrito Change the World?
That's nice.
And it's going to highlight farmers reducing carbon emissions, saving water, and the things that they can do to help the planet while providing yummy food.
Very cool.
Sounds
yummy food sounds good to me.
Yeah, it sounds awfully serious for a Super Bowl commercial. I know how much it bothers you, so I'll do it again. What's that?
You know what's the funny thing about that? It does bother me, you maniac.
I love all of those Budweiser commercials. And so I think I'm personally the one who's upset that Budweiser announced earlier they're not going to be doing any commercials this
year. I am surprisingly bummed about it. They're just so good. And, you know, they go to great lengths to make those things wonderful. And I'm kind of sad that we're going to miss it this year.
Basketball news. Denver Nuggets guard Jamal Murray was ejected after what appeared to be an intentional shot to the groin area of
groin. If I could make mine growing, I'd do it.
He hit him in the hoosets.
Yeah.
He hit Tim Hardaway from the Mavericks in the hoosets, and you can't do that.
His name is Hardaway. He was begging for it.
Waldo, you're a basketball guy. Did you watch this?
No, I saw highlights.
But... highlights. That's what I mean, though. But so in your opinion, was this intentional?
It looks like it. It was an unnatural motion.
I mean, what is it that you guys have a name for it? I know, Paul, you used to
balls.
Do this. You used to do this with Gibbons all the time before we worked here. But you do the walk by and you do like the flick of your fingers. And so you hurt someone in the hoosets.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can do it anywhere on the body. I wish I was there. I could show you. I do it to Waldo because he's probably done this before. You just make your pointer finger limp and they just go whack. And it's just like kind of a hose or something.
It hurts a lot more than legit getting hit. It's like a delayed ouch.
Oh, that's so crazy.
And then you feel it in your stomach.
How many times have you been kicked in the balls, man?
Too many to count.
What is it about you that makes men and possibly women want to kick you in the balls?
My face.
Okay, there you go. It's a lovely face, too.
Was it mainly sports? Because it does seem like, you know, we've talked about how Waldo played football in high school and basketball. Like, it does seem like football players get away with it because they can. Like,
yeah,
go
yeah.
for it.
Although I worked for years in a karate school, so I've been kicked a lot of places. And by the way, Waldo's right. It's kind of, it was like, oh, and then you stand back up and there's, oh, no. And then you roll around on the ground and whine.
He's on his way to your house right now, by the way.
Good enough. Who gave him my address?
Sports brought to you by Bradley Johnson Lawyers. Facing a DUI, call 1-800-DUIOA. Still some fun stuff planned for the show today.
That is absolutely correct, Sarah. Let's see. There's another shot at getting a grand at 925. And at 930, it's Sarah's Filthy Forecast.
Soundgarden on 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station. Today's show is about to come to a close, but tons of fun stuff lined up for tomorrow, including at 7:30, it's Danny Bonaducci, life coach. If you've got a problem, get ready to call. And at 7:50, you get a chance to win a $50 gift card to Neighborhood Bar and Grills.
Hey, Allie is coming up next, and she'll get you back on the job with all the classic rock and roll that you can handle, and three more chances to score $1,000. Dig that. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.